Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When Jesus had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when Jesus had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and he stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." He said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Bring your hand, put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We give to you my Easter sermon. This was preached down in Adams County and the people thought it was pretty good. So I will offer it to you now. There is an old proverb, a proverb about how to live well. The secret to living well and longer is to eat half, walk double, laugh triple, and love without measure. As you can tell, I eat double and walk half. I have to work on that. Well, my mother lived that proverb to the ripe old age of 97. She poured love into her family without measure. She passed to heaven 3 years ago in January 2021. And the only earthly memento that I have of my mom is this, what you see here, this very old IBM Wheelwriter 2 typewriter. Very expensive in its day. And mom bought that typewriter for me in 1984. 40 years old. She took a side job to buy it. It was expensive back then, about $250. It's a lot of money in 1984. But she took a side job by making and selling her handmade ceramics to pay for it. And I remember the day she gave it to me. She called me into another room where I could hear the clicking of keys as she sat there typing. And my mother never typed anything. But I remember saying, "Oh, Mom, that's so cool. Why did you buy this?" And she looked up and smiled and said to me, "For you." I've used this typewriter for 40 years. This has never broken down, not once in 40 years. Never needed repair. The white keys on there are blackened from my finger grease, you know, finger oil. I've never cleaned it in 40 years. Better not touch that thing. I have so many memories stored on those keys, including the obituary that I wrote for my mom. It was on that typewriter. Several weeks ago, it broke. Finally died. It's too old, too expensive to fix, and I can't bring myself to throw it away. It's my only earthly link to my mom's love for me and this wonderful gift. But Easter changes everything. Like John, who saw inside the tomb and believed, I see by faith the resurrected Jesus, and I believe. Because of Easter, I believe that I will see my mom again. I don't need that typewriter anymore. Because of faith, I know that I will see her and be united with her one day. Because of Easter, I believe death does not have the final word. It's only a door opening to a new life so wonderful that St. Paul wrote, "No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." Because of Easter, I believe our hope for peace and love will triumph over discord and hate. Jesus said this in John 16, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And Jesus has overcome every problem that you face. Because of Easter, I believe the punishment I deserve for my sins is no more. A preacher once said, "Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe because we owed a debt we couldn't pay." And that's why today at 3:30, I hope you could come to this church. We're going to celebrate Mercy Sunday as decided by St. Pope John Paul II. We'll have the Divine Chapel, we'll have confessions, we'll be open, and Eucharistic Adoration, 3:30 today. And we could do that because that guy up there, Jesus, he paid the debt. And because of Easter, I believe all suffering will be no more. God said in Revelation, "Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." And when hopefully we all get to heaven with our loved ones, and we see Jesus, and how beautiful heaven is, first thing we're going to do is cry. We'll cry tears of joy. It's going to be so beautiful. And God will take the palm of his hand and dry our eyes. Easter invokes in me feelings of gratitude to Jesus. You see, as my time on this earth grows shorter, and let's face it, at 73 in 2 months, I'm going to be closer to my expiration date, you know, and which I, woof, I'll be leaving this world. But as my time here grows shorter, I'm really grateful to Jesus. He has prepared for me and for you a new home. I look forward to being in one of those rooms in our Father's house, and I'm very grateful that both you and I will one day get there. That day is coming. But instead of just telling God I'm grateful, I want to show God I'm grateful. It's called thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Don't tell me you're grateful. Don't tell me you're thankful. Show me you're thankful. Show me that you have gratitude. And I recall an old Jewish tale that explains atheists. A rabbi
was asked by one of his students, "Why did God create atheists?" He said, "God created atheists to teach us the most important lesson of them all, the lesson of true compassion. When someone reaches out to you for help, you should not say, 'I'll pray that God will help you.' Instead, for that moment, you should pretend you're an atheist and imagine there is no God who could help. So the only thing that you could say is, 'I will help you. I will help you.'" And that's how we do Thanksgiving, helping others until we go up there to use our lives for the goodness of another life and make their world a little better for them. God really likes that. So do that with the time you have. And then hopefully you'll hear those words of Jesus, "Welcome home, welcome home." Years later, I asked my mom what she was typing that day. She said, "Oh, a love letter to you." I thought that's sweet, but I never got the love letter. She might have got mad at me and got rid of it. I don't know. Who knows? But she said she was writing me a little love letter. Easter is a love letter from God, from Jesus, written in the ink of his blood. Use your life to write a love letter back to him. I believe in God who helps us all. And I believe we are called to help one another. As a postscript, I really wanted to get a typewriter like that. And so I researched on the internet. You see, this hasn't been made for 24 years. And I wondered, geez, I wonder if I could get one like it. So I went on the internet and I found a company run by an old man and an old lady up there. At least she sounded old. She could have been as old as 65. And her name's Joanne. She says, "Yes, I have in stock many of these typewriters, brand new." I said, "How could that be?" She said, "When the company stopped making them, that's IBM, my husband and I, we gathered our money and we bought them all. We bought all the ones that were on the market. And so now today, we could sell new old stock." And I bought a new one. And guess who paid for it? My mom. I took the inheritance money that she gave me and I bought a new one. And I use it. And so, Mom, I don't know if you knew that, but you just bought me another one. She may yell at me in heaven when I get up there because the new one cost $1,000. That's how much a new one cost. Remember, these things go up in value as they get older. But I use it, and after the noon mass today at St. Benignus, I'll discard it. But someone told me, "Father Mike, why don't you take a pair of pliers and pull out the letters that spell your mom's name?" Which I will do, Julia, and I'll save it. So today in closing, I have for sale a slightly used typewriter. I'll give you a good price. It's sitting up here, but don't touch it. You never know what's on there. But with Jesus, we're always new for the Lord. And may we live our lives in gratitude that we'll have a new life in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's SAINT, maryhillsboro.org. and on the St. Mary Hillsborough YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsborough, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.